Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Glimmering vertical lines spiral into a circle, which becomes an apple. Words appear in white. The orchard. A sketch of a cameraman and his recording assistant obscured by their equipment. Duplass Brothers Productions. Looking skyward, a view of autumn branches and evergreen treetops from below while traveling beneath them. Glimmering sunlight flickers through the foliage. Opening titles appear during this ongoing scene. Netflix presents a Duplass Brothers production. Power lines crisscross and undulate overhead amid the moving view of treetops. Starring Sarah Paulson and Mark Duplass. Title: Blue Jay. A bearded man in his late 30s wears jeans and a sweater while carting a file box through a cluttered house. He lays a tarp over a brick floor. Framed photos of a teenaged boy adorn an end table. An old camera, notebooks, and toys rest on a bedroom shelf. The man's reflection is visible on a small TV screen while he rummages through boxes. He sets up a ladder in the living room, where a portrait photo of the teenager in a tuxedo hangs on a paneled wall. He sits back wearily on the living room couch, his brown hair uncombed and his beard looking scruffy. He looks around at the untidiness and a pile of VHS tapes on a stack of boxes. Later, inside a quiet grocery store, an older man pushes an empty cart through an aisle while a produce clerk arranges vegetables and a deli worker busies herself behind a counter. A few customers file toward a checkout counter while a middle-aged man rifles through a line of carts looking for flyers. The bearded man wears a thick hoodie as he totes a shopping basket down the condiments aisle. He stops to peruse an array of bottled barbecue sauces, selects a product, examines the label, and puts it back. He strokes his beard thoughtfully. A slender blonde woman comes down the aisle wearing a floral dress, a suit jacket, and a winter hat with a pom-pom. She turns searchingly, stops in front of the mayonnaise shelves, and puts her basket down. The bearded man glances at her uncomfortably, then returns his attention to the sauces. She notices him, stares for a moment, then removes her hat and looks around. She looks directly at him, leans into his line of sight, and gives a little wave.
Jim?
He makes eye contact, then smiles awkwardly.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
She picks up her basket, moves a little closer, smiles brightly, and gazes into his eyes.
How are you?
I am really good. How are you?
Good. How are you? Did I ask that already?
You did, but okay. I'm happy to tell you again.
You're good.
Yeah.
Great. So you are you living here now, or are you?
Oh no, I'm here to see my sister.
Okay.
You remember? I'm sure. Yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah. Getting up, cooking, just some grated ginger and capers and ice cream.
They shift uneasily and maintain lingering eye contact. He runs his hand over his mouth.
I didn't brush my teeth. That's why I'm licking my teeth a lot right now. So anyway, I didn't want to hold you, obviously, if you have
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
She smiles warmly as she moves in and hugs him. He embraces her limply, pats her back, and steps away. He gives her a bleak, sidelong look, watching her back as she strides down the aisle. His eyes follow her until she disappears around a corner, then he hurries off in the opposite direction. At the checkout counter, he gazes distractedly as a cashier hands him his change and bags his groceries. Amanda is stowing groceries in her small car as Jim exits to the parking lot carrying a single plastic bag. He catches sight of her and slows his pace. She stands at her car door and makes eye contact, furrowing her brow as he heads directly for her. They both grin as he suddenly sidesteps her and heads for his own small car.
It's my car.
That's
too weird.
Weird.
Standing by their respective cars, she is about to get into her driver's seat.
Hey, do you want to get a coffee? Maybe?
Sure. Yes.
Great.
A view of a lake as a motorboat passes cottage homes nestled amid trees on a hillside. A flock of mallard ducks swims near the shore. Jim stands before a men's room mirror at the Blue Jay Cinema Diner.
Yeah, good. It's good. Good, yeah.
He examines his haggard reflection and grins cordially. Afterwards, he sits in a booth with Amanda, sipping coffee while she absently dunks a teabag in her mug.
I heard about your mom. I was really sorry to hear it.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You know, she was sick for a little bit, mm-hmm. So it was, you know, we were prepared for it, but thanks.
Yeah.
We've been clearing out her house a little bit, and I think I'm going to fix it up and, you know, maybe sell it. And so,
fix it up yourself?
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. Work on houses and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
You build them? You do all the...
I mostly do drywall stuff. Uncle John runs a business, so I got caught up with him. Like, you know, we did a bunch of work in New Orleans after Katrina, and then it's boring as shit.
It's not boring. I didn't know that that's what you were doing.
Yeah, it's good. It's steady and it's consistent. And, yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
He strokes his beard as he looks at her.
What?
What?
I don't know. You seem...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. It's like I ended up in Tucson, and it's great. It's a really nice, warm climate, and I dig it. No, it's good. It's better, you know. It's not like here. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Tucson. Warm.
Yeah, good. My parents moved to Florida to be warm.
Yeah.
They may move back. They may have to move back.
Yeah. What's going on?
My sister's having a baby.
Wow. Yeah, that's the grandparent pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not married, huh?
No. Married to the work.
Married to the drywall.
Married to the work. Which is how I like it. You know, it's good. It's really good for me. I think that's how it's good. And I think it's right for me, you know?
She dons her radiant smile and studies him.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm trying to get through this coffee. This coffee is terrible. The Blue Jay has gone downhill.
Yeah. What?
Tell me about your husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even know where to start. I got really lucky. He's a really incredibly supportive, very nurturing, wonderful guy. His name is Chris, and when I met him, he had two small boys. And so, boom, Insta-mom. And his ex-wife was really wonderful to me. I don't know, their whole childhood, we had a week with them and a week off. And so, you know, 1 week is just the two of us. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want to, and footloose and fancy free. And then the next week, it's Little League and soccer games, and then studying for the SATs and college tours and, you know.
Yep.
His eyes tear up as he smiles and strokes his beard.
What? It's crazy.
It's crazy. Right? Yeah. It's just crazy. It's great.
He wipes his eyes.
What?
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Would you stop?
Well, I'm not doing anything.
You are doing something with your face.
I'm not doing anything. My face leaks. I don't know. What? It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Good.
Anyway. There's a pregnant woman waiting for her ice cream.
Oh, yes. God.
I'll walk you back to your car.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
They stroll on a sidewalk through a quaint and quiet town. A phone booth stands on a corner by an old store. Tall trees frame a tiny mountain locksmith shop. An electronic sign reads, "Free maps." A few cars travel past a rundown two-story house with satellite dishes attached to peeling wood.
Mark Dental, by the way, gone.
Yeah. I think it had a couple cavities filled there.
I think you had 9, was the record?
Might have been more like 11.
Yeah. That's what happens when you live off of jelly beans.
Jim.
She peers through a liquor store window.
There's no way.
Oh, come on. No. No, that's not possible.
I think it's him.
No, that's his grandson. He was like 100 in high school.
That's his hat.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
You, that's his hat.
Wayne, he travels with Wayne, man.
They observe an old man in a beat-up cowboy hat sitting behind the counter.
What?
Do you think he would remember?
I'm not sure he's alive. I haven't seen him move yet. No, he's not gonna remember.
Oh.
That was our dorky thing that we did. That was.
You wanna put a wager on it?
I'll bet you $100 he doesn't remember.
$100?
I'll bet you $100.
She grabs his shoulder and pulls him inside. They stand at the counter.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey. What's up?
The old man stops reading a magazine and stands up.
We were wanting to go traveling.
Ah.
Wayne reaches behind the counter and pulls out a folded cardboard beer bottle carrier.
You're talking...
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah. Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
They fill the carrier with assorted bottles of beer.
I told you.
Come on.
I told you.
You planted that.
I did not. You owe me $100.
I don't have $100.
Well, you owe me $100.
All right. Mexico.
Yeah, hit me. Hit it.
What you got?
Japan.
Okay.
I've got Brooklyn.
Oh, Germany.
Hey, Wayne. Do you have any Zima?
I believe they pulled it off the market.
What about Goldschlager?
We don't carry that anymore.
Yeah, that's really good. Belgium. Jinx.
Yeah?
Good.
She stares after him as he heads back to the counter. She collects herself and follows him.
I know who you are now. You're the lovebirds, the famous lovebirds. You're still together, right?
Jim and Amanda smile and share a look.
What? What? What's the matter? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
It's, you know, it's 24 years.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Yeah, we got married. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I get you jelly beans.
Jim scoops jelly beans into a paper bag.
All right, Wayne. What do we owe you?
You don't owe me anything. Your money's no good here.
Come on.
Come on, let an old man buy something, please. Make me happy, okay?
He shakes their hands.
Congratulations. Thanks, again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Looking good.
You look exactly the same.
Oh, get out of here. Come on now. You're going to make me cry.
Jim and Amanda saunter through town, drinking from bottles wrapped in brown paper bags. They steal glances at each other as they stroll and chat. Jim points across the street toward an evergreen forest bordering the town. A derelict building is fenced off. Water gently laps the rugged lakeshore. A mom sits in a lakeside lawn chair watching her toddler play. Lover's initials are carved in a tree trunk. Jim helps Amanda onto a rocky outcrop where they sit and drink and look out at the lake.
Yeah, but I remember there being like a... Did they move them?
That's it. No, that's it. That's it. See? Because I used to put my leg...
Oh, yeah.
Right here, watch. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Hold on. Let's see.
Come on. There it is.
Ha!
Uh-huh.
I still got the stuff. Yeah.
She pops jelly beans into her mouth.
So, what's next for you? Are you going back to Tucson, or you working? You got a house you're going to build?
I don't know. Tucson is, And work stuff's kind of up in the air.
What does that mean?
So,
do you not like doing it?
No, it's good. It's I don't know. I have to admit, there's a small part of me as I was, like, sitting in the old house and thinking about fixing it up, and I was starting to think, like, I don't know, maybe I could stay here. That was interesting to me.
What would you do here, though?
It was just a thought. I wasn't a plan. But...
No, I... Don't you want...
Why are you grilling me
I'm
right
not trying
now?
To grill you. I'm just... I guess I'm a little worried about you.
Why are you worried
I
about me?
I don't know.
Me?
You don't... You seem... I don't know, a little lost or...
I haven't got it all figured out. But, you know...
Isn't there something you want to do?
Amanda, I don't fucking know what I'm doing, okay? I had lost my job, okay? I lost my job. I had a falling out with my uncle who was stealing clients from me, and I beat the fuck out of him, okay? I beat the living shit out of him. It was a really scary moment, and I had a crack, and I feel awful about it, and I'm...
I'm sorry, I didn't... I...
So I'm living in Tucson, and I don't want to stay there anymore, but I don't really know where else to go.
He blinks back tears.
And it's... I'm just having a hard time, so...
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm not... I'm gonna start crying again.
Yeah.
This is the thing with me, all right? I really think it's your fault, honestly.
Why is it my fault?
You used to give me the best head rubs. And they used to really take the edge off.
He takes the jelly bean bag from her.
Quit hogging the jelly beans. Hand them up.
Come on.
Give me some jelly beans, okay? That's why I'm so sad. Because you won't give me any jelly beans. It's also a little hard because you're really impressive. Your life is really impressive. And so there's a part of me that's just saying.
I don't know, on the way here, I was getting on the plane and there was this family. And... this little boy, he was so mad and just irate. And of course, you know, it has no way of expressing any of that except for to sort of just like scream and stomp his feet. And I mean, he was screaming so loud his tongue was like curling to the back of his mouth and tears were just like, you know, springing out of his face. He was leaking, you know. And I just remember looking at him and being very jealous.
Yeah. That's my soulmate. Me and that four-year-old. That's my soulmate.
I don't know. At some point, we just learn it's better not to do that. And I don't know at what point
Here.
He hands the bag back.
You ate a lot of them.
I did eat a lot.
She looks in the bag, then stares out at the lake.
You left me all the pink and purple ones.
Yeah. They're your favorites.
She fishes a cell phone out of her jacket pocket and reads a text message.
What's up?
Lisa Lisa wants to know where her ice cream is at.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Does she like ice cream soup?
I'm just telling her I ran into someone.
Gross.
Don't take it. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Fine. I'll tell her it's you. Just.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she asked me.
She's
who.
Gonna ask. There it is.
Jim.
Lisa. Lisa, the interrogator.
Holy fuckity fuck, Jim. Jim. She's Lisa. Lisa-ing you, man.
Yeah,
she's
Jim. Jim.
Yes. She wants to know how you look.
She scrutinizes his face as he holds his chin and shows her his profile. She shakes her head and gazes at him. She turns back to her phone.
She wants to know when I'm coming back.
He remains focused on her as she glances around, then back at him. She opens her mouth to speak, closes her eyes, and shakes her head, then resumes gazing at him.
I kind of want to see your house.
You want to see the house?
She nods, then watches him as he looks down with tearful eyes.
It's been really great catching up with you. But if the reason you're spending time with me is because you feel sorry for me, you don't have to do it. It's okay. Okay?
A view of mountains and wilderness. A blackbird perched on a branch puffs its feathers out. An old Chevy pickup truck is parked on a deck with a view of the woods. Moths flit amid the trees as daylight dwindles. Jim and Amanda stroll up a country road, silhouetted by the bright sun as it sinks toward the tree line. Spruce trees frame the sunset. Jim and Amanda enter the cluttered front hall of the house. He moves a stack of boxes out of the way. She fingers clothing hanging on hooks at the entrance.
There we go. Yeah, I still got a lot of stuff to pack up.
Yeah.
That's a good one in particular.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much how she left it. So I've been thinking about drywalling where the paneling is, maybe taking out that wall so it opens into the kitchen. I don't know, there's also something kind of cozy about it the way it is. Thinking about it. Anyway, make yourself home. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll see you in a sec.
She descends a few steps from the front hall landing into the living room. She looks around at the boxes, belongings, and ornaments, stacks of books, and a well-worn but cozy couch. She picks up a VHS tape and reads the label. She runs her eyes over a corner shelf unit, then strokes the nose of a porcelain cat, one of several perched among books. Meandering toward the open kitchen, she runs her finger along a lamp on the end table. She passes the ladder, and then stops to examine the portrait photo of teenage Jim in a tuxedo. She smiles at his young face. She looks into the simple kitchen, separated from the living room by an L-shaped counter. Two windows frame a corner sink, and a coffee machine sits on the countertop. She turns back to the living room, and Jim joins her as she discovers a bookshelf stocked with paperbacks.
Oh my God. This is a very serious collection of romance novels. This could not have been here when we were spending all that time.
I think she really started collecting when I left,
yeah,
and I wasn't here to...
We would have had a field day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's face it. In your heyday, you were pretty...
In my heyday?
You were pretty romantic. I'm remembering when you read Wuthering Heights and you made me read it, and you sent me that... I think it was 4 legal page...
Jim,
letters.
That's
about,
extreme.
You it called wasn't... me Heathcliff, and you called yourself Catherine. I am you, and you
Shh,
are
you
me.
Stop it.
Yes. So
it's completely.
By the way, don't pretend like you're all above this.
There is a very big difference. I would just like to point out between this lovely array of books and the great work of art and literature that is Wuthering Heights. I mean, they cannot be compared.
She picks out a book.
Oh, here's something for you. Right away.
Reading.
She knew that her heart and soul belonged to Justin.
Why? Why Justin?
There's no sexier name than Justin. Oh, Justin. Do it to me, Justin.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. No, come there's on. More. But it wasn't until tonight that she realized Justin also owned her body. I'm sorry. Okay. There is no comparison between
really
this and Wuthering Heights. And
really,
it's really...
First of all...
sacrilegious thing to sort of compare
to. I don't
want to
think about my
to.
Mother reading any of these things.
You know what?
So
neither do
let's,
I.
Let's
I
just.
To say.
I've been staring at these books. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of them.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird. Like I had this weird. Actually, I had a very strange mortality moment where I looked at them and I was like, "There's 800 books here, and even if I, for some reason, wanted to read all of these books, I wouldn't be able to finish all these books before I died." And that's a weird thing, you know, like the math of that.
Pretty morbid thought.
No, I mean, just not to be morbid, but it's just a thing, you know?
Well, I don't know. It's all relative, I think. I mean, my husband, you know, maybe he would make it through this section. If he were lucky.
She gestures to one shelf. Jim looks down as she smiles sadly.
I don't know. Can I, do you mind if I go outside? I have to make a phone call.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
You know the way.
Yes, I do.
He opens a back door for her. She steps out onto a balcony to talk on her cell phone while he hand washes dishes in the kitchen sink.
She seems really, good. You know, she's just hungry.
He observes her through glass patio doors.
I think we're just going to stay in. Just, you know, watch a movie or, you know, and eat.
She notices Jim watching.
Yeah.
He smiles and waves, and she relocates.
Can you just say that again? I didn't hear you.
He heads to a bedroom with a flat box and a lampstand. Then he carries the stack of boxes from the front hall to the bedroom. She returns from outside and wanders into a bedroom at the other end of the hall. She flicks on a light and smiles at the room. Jim joins her as she stands in front of the shelf unit where the old camera, notebooks, and toys are situated. She picks up a black light bulb that is resting on top.
This is amazing. This is amazing. It's like a time capsule.
It's all here. You need the black light.
The black light.
It had to have. It was 1993. You needed a black
light. Yeah, to have a black
light. You want to watch some Friends?
Seinfeld.
The other option is I could do a little Gin Blossoms.
Yes, would you?
Or maybe Toad the Wet's Rocket?
Oh, bleh. I hate the sound of Toad the Wet's
Rocket. Blues Traveler.
I like Blues Traveler.
She explores the closet full of old clothes.
Oh, well, 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 well. Mm-hmm. You literally have every shirt you wore in high school still.
My mom kept stuff. That's just...
God. Yeah. I remember wearing this one. This one. I think this one is mine. Oh, I always hated this one.
I look good in that.
You did not look good in it. You look like a weird lumberjack.
You say that like it's a bad thing?
It is a very bad thing.
Well, I'm sorry.
She locates a journal.
That's private property.
Oh, really?
Have some respect, okay?
For what? For your privacy?
Yes, exactly.
You probably read these to me out loud.
It's called privacy.
She reads from a page filled with handwriting.
No, no, that's private.
Oh, my. The winds of change are fucking blowing tonight.
Nope,
Amanda,
thank you. Nope.
Amanda. Nope. Who knew her name was going to be Amanda? What a face.
Hey.
What a spirit. My lips said hello, my friend, but my heart said hello, my future. I don't even know myself anymore. Jim has been ripped in half. But I'm so happy to bleed, for there is Amanda.
She lingers over the page, smiling. Then she closes the journal and tucks it back in its place. She comes across a bunched-up sweatshirt, opens it between her hands, looks at it, and feels it. She presses it to her face, holds it there, and breathes it in before putting it back. She rifles through a small open box stuffed with photos and letters.
Oh, my God.
You want Japan or New York?
New York.
She comes across a snapshot of teenage Jim.
Oh, my God. I found a picture of you that is outrageous.
She discovers a sealed envelope addressed to Amanda and stuffs it in her jacket pocket as Jim arrives with her beer.
You don't deserve this, by the way. I'm digging through my stuff.
Listen, man, you don't have a lock on your shit. It's bound to get broken into. Man, I can't believe you still have all this stuff.
Yep.
Crazy.
Mom was a bit of a hoarder.
She uncovers a portable cassette tape player and a basket full of tapes.
Do you dare? Are you brave enough?
She smiles broadly and nods.
The winds of fucking change are blowing tonight.
Fuck you, fuck you. This first classic performance is entitled Hanging Out, May 1994.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's happening. Good luck.
They sit on his bed exchanging glances as they sip beer and listen to a tape.
Wait, hold on.
Welcome home.
Thanks, sweetheart. So good to see you.
How is work for you?
Glenn Donovan is canceling his account with us. 23 years doing business together, just like that. Can you believe it? Oh, business.
No, 23 years with Mr. Glenn Donovan.
I'm sorry.
I've got a little something to cheer you up.
Come here, then. Get over here.
Not that.
You are in a late-night Cinemax movie.
Close your eyes.
Why?
Just do it.
See, I'm the boss, even then.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Shh.
What are you doing?
Would you be patient?
I'm not patient.
Jim, come on. okay? Open them.
Oh, my God.
Happy 40th anniversary, lover.
Oh, my God. Look at this meal. Look what you did.
Do
oh,
you like it?
It's sweetheart. It's beautiful. I'm so thankful. I didn't get you anything, though. I'm sorry. I forgot.
It's okay. You've been busy. Just sit down. Let's eat.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, my God. Oh. Mm. Oh, my God.
Is it good? I made your favorite.
You are my favorite.
I better be your favorite.
So, did you talk to Jessica yet today?
I did.
And?
And? She got it.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I knew she would, but I mean, 2 years in, she's already getting promoted.
But are you surprised?
No, that's our Jessica.
Ever since she was 3 years old and she started telling me what to wear, I think we knew not to worry about her.
I know. Oh, no, I know why poor Jason was a little odd on the phone today.
Yeah, I think it's so hard when your big sister is so successful.
Yeah, it must be. But he's so wonderful
he's
in his
so
own
wonderful.
Way. He's gonna find it. I know he will.
And he's got your eyes.
He's got your heart.
We got a great couple of kids.
Yeah,
don't we?
Well, they got a great mom. Best mom in the whole world.
Best dad in the whole world.
It's kind of funny, like, having the house to ourselves again, isn't it? All those years with the four of us running around, bumping into each other, and just back down to the two of us.
Yeah. But it's nice.
It is nice. Hey, I'm really sorry. I forgot to get an anniversary present.
It's okay.
I feel really bad. I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
What? Jim, what are you doing?
Oh, just nothing. Here, open it. Open it.
You got us tickets to see Annie Lennox?
Yes, I did. Happy anniversary. Do you like dancing?
You son of a bitch. You tricked me.
Yeah, I still got a few tricks left my old sleeve here. I love you, Amanda Henderson.
I love you more.
You were so good.
You seem like an old man.
I actually believe that you could really cook.
Kiss me.
Hey, here's to 80 more.
Yeah, 120 more.
Yeah, we can do that, right?
Yeah.
They sit in awkward silence as Jim stops the tape.
We weren't very cool.
No, we were deeply uncool.
Yeah.
Later at night, they sit out on the balcony drinking beer.
I wonder where that plane is going.
It's not coming here. He's like, that town down there?
Sucks.
Although, you know what? It's the fact that it's dark. He can't quite see the shitholeness.
That is right.
And actually, right now...
It does look kind of pretty.
It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
Not so bad.
He notices her staring at him and returns her gaze.
What's on your mind, eh?
Is it that obvious?
He shrugs.
I was really... a little unnerving back there, listening to all that stuff. I mean, I seemed quite fun, first of all.
Your rapping career didn't turn out the way you hoped it would, I think. I understand.
It's almost like I don't know who that person was on the tape.
I remember her really well.
She was really fun, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
And I... Don't get me wrong, it's not that my life isn't that. It's... I just...
Amanda.
What?
I understand. You don't have to explain it to me.
She sighs and stares off for a moment, then looks at him with a serious expression.
Would you like to have some fun tonight? Like, just some stupid-ass fun tonight.
Well, now I'm scared. What are you going to do?
Do you trust me?
I don't know. It's been a long time. I don't know.
It has been a long time.
I really don't know.
Gotta say fuck the ice cream, though. Mm.
Fuck the ice cream.
Is that your new rap?
Fuck the ice cream. Fuck the ice cream.
Amanda wears an apron over her dress as she sets two plates of scrambled eggs on a table for two. She opens two packets of dry Asian noodles, breaks them into two bowls, sprinkles them with seasoning, then pours hot water from an electric kettle on them. She pokes the noodles with a fork and stirs them. Then she dusts off her hands and takes the bowls to the table. She sets them down beside the egg plates, then licks her fingers. She lights a pair of tea light candles with a match as Jim comes through the front door. Next, Jim waits with his eyes closed while she fills glass coffee mugs from a huge wine carton and sets them in place on the table.
Why do I have to close my
eyes?
Because. What's going on?
Because it's a surprise, please, sweetheart.
Surprise? Okay.
Did you have a good day, Mr. Henderson?
Well, there's a lot to talk about. How was your day, Mrs. Henderson?
I have something very exciting to tell you as well.
Wow. Well, it sounds like we should maybe have dinner and talk about our days.
Do me a favor and please be patient.
Okay, I'm being patient. I'm closing my eyes.
Okay, keep them closed.
You know I'll do anything for you, Mrs. Henderson.
I'm counting on it.
Okay. Something smells delicious.
She removes her apron, joins him on the landing, and takes his hands.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Henderson.
Hello, Mr. Henderson. Keeping your eyes closed.
Okay.
Come with me.
Yes.
Hold on to the railing, please.
Okay.
Very exciting.
I love surprises.
All about your day at work.
Okay. Okay.
She stands him before the table.
On the count of three, I want you to open your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
One.
Mm.
Two. Three.
Oh my God. Look at this meal! It's gorgeous! You made all this? You cooked all this? Have you been taking cooking classes on the sly?
Maybe, Mr. Henderson. Gosh.
Mrs. Henderson, this meal is beautiful. It's elegant.
Very French, Mr. Henderson.
I have a question. What's the special occasion?
I can't believe you forgot.
What?
Mr. Henderson.
She smiles flirtatiously.
Cinemax.
Happy 20th anniversary, lover.
Of course I didn't forget. I was just playing. Happy anniversary, sweetheart.
They draw together cautiously, and he gives her a peck on the lips.
let's eat.
They sit at the table, eating and drinking.
These eggs are really something.
Really?
Mm. And the noodles, are they Asian? they're really fantastic.
Yes, that I slaved over for a very long time. Hard to make. Very, very hard to make.
You can really taste it in there.
How is your day, sweetheart?
Well, Glenn Donovan was at it again, honey.
Oh, Glenn Donovan. He's always giving you such a hard time.
I don't know if I can take another day with him. I mean, it's good, stable income until your career takes off, of course, but...
Well, it's very funny that you should mention that because I got a very exciting phone call today.
You did? What was your phone call?
I got a call today saying I got the opening slot.
Opening. You got the opening slot.
I am going to open for.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, very seriously.
Are you going to be the first female white rapper to open for Public Enemy?
Booyah!
I knew it! I knew you could do it, honey! Mrs. Henderson, they loved your demo.
They loved my demo. They thought I was so fresh.
I'm so impressed. Come here. Cheers to you, Mrs. Henderson. Thank I can't you. Believe it. Oh, no. But you'll be on tour, and I'll miss you. I'll be so sad. What do we do about that?
What do you think about saying, fuck you to Glenn Donovan?
I do it inside of my head every day, darling. I would love to say it out loud. Tell me what you have. Tell me.
Okay, but you promised not to laugh.
I won't laugh. I would never laugh at you, honey.
I think it could be really, really romantic. And also an opportunity to kind of like find ourselves and be adventurous. We rent an RV.
Can I drive?
You can drive.
Can we get matching hats?
We can get matching hats, laminated maps. We can go from town to town, exploring things and sleeping outside.
Rapping by night.
Rapping by night.
Adventuring during the day.
Yes.
We're going to go look for hot springs.
Hot springs and zip lining and weird food. And
we can go all over the country. We'll see all our people. We'll see all our favorite people.
And people that used to live here and moved away.
Yes.
Jessica and Jason will come and visit us. It will be so magical. Don't you think?
Honey.
What? If you don't want to do it, we don't have to do it. I think it could be really romantic.
Now you listen to me, you son of a bitch.
Laughing, she spits eggs on him.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us.
Honey.
What?
I'm egging your beard.
Did you get some eggs on my beard? It's okay. It's okay. You know why?
Honey, that was really funny.
But in all seriousness, hun, you are a brilliant planner. You're a wonderful cook.
Sweetheart.
You're the greatest rap artist I've ever known.
It's the only true thing you just said.
And I think it's time for me to unveil my anniversary surprise.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
They stare at each other flirtatiously.
I did.
She throws food at him.
I did.
He twists his face and moves his eyebrows.
What's the one eyebrow raise? Watch this happen.
You're not doing it, honey.
There it is. Nailed it?
Not at all.
There's
two.
You
have to do this. No.
She scrunches her eyebrows.
Did I do it?
Well,
now it's turning into something else. I'm really sorry I got egg on you, honey. It's a very sweet thing after all these years that you could still make me laugh like that.
20 years.
20 years.
Let me give you your surprise.
Jim, did you really do something?
I did.
He blows out the candles, then she stands with her eyes closed.
Jim. Jim, Jim, Jim.
She keeps her eyes closed while he puts on a CD. She smiles nostalgically, then opens her eyes as he takes her into a polite dance embrace.
Are you leaving room for Jesus?
You know it. Catholic school forever.
They mouth the words and crack up.
It's so good.
They turn like inept ballerinas, then twitch their heads as they slow dance.
No more I love yous. The land we
They look into each other's eyes and smile.
Hi, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. It's a very good present.
They draw close and press their foreheads together, noses touching as they dance. She strokes his beard, smiles, and looks into his misty eyes.
I'm okay.
You crying?
I'm all right. I got this.
It's like our prom all over again.
No. It's a really long song. I forgot how long this is.
Surprised we had attention spans that would last long enough.
I know.
The song's so damn good.
They hold each other close as they dance with their eyes closed, her arms looped around his neck, his hands caressing her back. They open their eyes and smile at each other as she mouths the words. He twirls her around, then they exchange high fives.
That was a very nice touch.
What's next?
They dance in hip-hop style, making big arm movements as they skip and leap around the furniture. They shake their heads at each other in time with the music, then dance in sync, dodging sideways. He wears her hat, and she pulls the sweatshirt on over her dress. They move a coffee table out of the way so that he can break dance on the floor, spinning pathetically on his back, then striking a pose. Next, he puts her over his shoulder and twirls her around. They face each other and do synchronized square arm movements, then he helps her into a baggy coat. She pulls the collar up and shuffles toward him. He points at the air while she pretends to smoke. Then they punch the air like boxers. They dance wildly and jump in time. He tackles her onto the couch. Their hands pop up, and they high-five. Later, he is seated on the floor while she sits on the couch behind him, massaging his head.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Enough with the moaning.
Enough
with it. Feels. Oh my God.
Take it easy.
You know, I was kidding when I was on the rocks, but seriously, I don't want to punch anybody. As long as you rub my head, I'm good. Oh.
She massages Jim's scalp.
No, that means it's ending. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want it to be over. No.
Yeah, that's enough for you.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Keep going.
No, I'm not going to keep going, Jim. I've done this for you for like a million times. You've never done it for me once. Not once.
All right.
They switch places.
Stretch it out.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Could we please get on with the rub? I've waited a very long time for this.
You can't rush greatness, okay? Take it easy, all right? If you want to experience the ancient art of phrenology, you really need to wait and get it done right.
Come again?
Okay, well, if you had seen Men at Work, the classic Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez film from 1990, you would know. It's when you feel and interpret someone's skull features and you kind of see what's going on in there. So, you know, I get up in here. And I say, see that knot right there? That says you're a terrible cook. Okay? You're shitty.
Shut up.
This, and I'm getting this straight from the skull features. You are a lover of animals.
Yeah, you knew that already because I told you that I run a dog rescue.
Tell me about your doggies. I haven't really heard you talk about them much.
It was Chris's idea, actually.
What's that?
that I open the rescue.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love the idea of you kind of hanging out with little Freddy-like greyhounds and taking care of them. I miss Freddy.
We don't really, do the greyhound thing.
What do you mean? Well, you were like the greyhound queen.
Yeah, they're just, you know, they're not practical. Chris pointed out, and he's right, that, you know, they have a lot of special needs. They take a lot of work. We have a small organization, and, you know, it's manageable.
I guess I just... You love greyhounds.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think of them as people wearing fur coats. I don't know. I just always have felt understood by them.
That makes sense.
I don't know. They want to be around people that, I don't know, feel what they feel. I can't explain it. It's, I can tell that they know that being out in the world is hard.
Yeah.
And they feel it, and they just want to be, like, nuzzled up, and they want to make you feel better. They have that instinct of wanting to be close, and I don't know. And you can take a greyhound, even with all of the things that come with owning them or caring for them or rehabilitating them. You take the oldest, neediest, most anxious, broken down greyhound, and if you take that dog to the beach and you take off his collar, he will just fucking run. Like he was still young.
Yeah.
Just tear down that beach. It was like sand flying and yeah. Tongue is hanging out of his mouth and he's just so, I don't know, so beautiful.
I think you should think about working with greyhounds.
Yeah.
Her face falls. He stops massaging her neck, then smooths her hair and pats her shoulders. Scenes of the town at night. Streetlights shining on deserted streets. An empty bench on the sidewalk outside the liquor store. Their two cars in the quiet grocery store parking lot. House lights twinkling through the trees above the lake, with stars and scant clouds beyond the mountains. A view of the balcony from below, set amid lofty trees and illuminated by porch lights. Jim and Amanda are warmly dressed and cuddled against pillows while stargazing in the bed of the Chevy pickup.
Decent amount of stars tonight.
She observes his face as he looks up at the stars with his arm around her.
Can I tell you something?
Anything.
He turns his attention to her while she gazes at the sky.
I've been taking antidepressants for a while. And I haven't told anyone, you know, not even Chris. And I don't know why I feel so embarrassed about taking them. And it's probably because there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with my life. I should be happy. But there's this sadness. And I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I can understand that.
The drugs are... they're weird. I literally haven't cried in 5 years.
Yeah, I don't have that particular problem myself. Can I ask you something?
Anything.
Why don't you talk to Chris about it?
I don't know. I think there was a time when I would have. But things are just kind of changing. They're just changing now.
How so?
Bryce is off to college and Theo is right behind him, and Chris is almost 64 now.
Wow.
What?
She makes eye contact.
I mean, I knew he was older. I didn't realize he was that much older.
Yeah, well, so. It's not nothing.
Yeah.
But I have loved being a mom to those kids, you know?
She looks back at the sky.
I do not know what it's going to be like when they're gone. And sometimes I look at Chris and I think, oh my God, am I going to be taking care of an elderly person soon? I knew it. Going in, but somehow being faced with just the two of us alone in a house, and I don't know.
It's real now.
Yeah.
I get it.
She looks at him and speaks through the side of her mouth.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I want to say thank you.
What for?
For tonight.
They maintain eye contact and smile.
For remembering my pink and purple jelly beans. You know. For never making me feel wrong about who I am.
He looks off pensively.
What? You're embarrassed on my behalf?
No, I just had a thought, and it's...
What?
Nothing, no, it was...
I just told you something that I've never told anyone, and I think you should just...
Well, I was thinking about our first time in the back of this truck at the lake.
All 38 seconds of it.
Oh, shut up. I was excited. I was 16, okay? I've developed some serious skills since then, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been servicing the entire Tucson, Arizona area with...
What are you, a plumber?
It's funny, though, because... It's never really been like it was with us. For me. I mean, that's a nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's how it's,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same for me.
They look into each other's eyes.
Really?
Yeah. Something about those dumb kids.
Yeah.
They knew something.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Magic, that's right.
Jim.
Yeah.
Will you kiss me?
He locks his eyes on her.
I know what I'm asking.
He kisses her passionately. They continue kissing as they make their way to his bedroom. She lies back on the bed and he climbs on top of her.
I love you.
She stops kissing him and he draws his lips away. They remain face to face with their eyes on each other. She closes her eyes and presses her hand against him. He lets her up, and they sit on opposite ends of the bed. He watches her as she presses a hand to her eyes, then bows her head and runs her hand through her hair. She stands up, takes the coat off, and tosses it on the bed.
I have to go, Jim.
He follows her to the living room where she peels off the sweatshirt.
Jim, please.
Listen, please, I don't want you
please,
to go.
Please, will you just please, okay, just
okay.
Give me a minute.
Okay, listen. It's confusing, I get it, okay? I want, we can talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I should not have let this game go on for so long.
This is not a game to me,
well,
though.
Do you understand that I am married?
I understand.
You know what that means? I belong to someone else.
I understand.
Will you please just give me a little bit of room? Suck is my coat.
She pushes him away, and he stands back while she retrieves her suit jacket. The envelope falls out of the pocket and lands on the floor. She avoids his eyes as he shoots her a look and picks it up.
Where did you get this?
She meets his eyes and stands before him with her suit jacket on.
It was in your closet.
You just took it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's addressed to me, first of all. And second of all, I wanted to read it.
Well, if this is just a game to you, Amanda, then why do you need to read a letter that I wrote to you 22 years ago? What could this possibly mean to you?
You know, I don't know. I just wanted to read it.
Well, this is my letter.
I know that, and I'm sorry.
No, I don't think you understand that. I think you need to understand something, that this is my letter, okay? This belongs to me. And you can't come into my house and just take this and do whatever you want with it without asking me, because it's mine too. You understand me?
He breaks down crying.
What is this?
That was my baby too, okay? It was ours. It was ours. You just fucking... Why did you...
Her jaw drops as he approaches menacingly, picks up a chair, and slams it on the floor.
Why did you do that?
Jim.
Why did you do that?
He clenches his hair and shifts anxiously.
You...
I was a scared kid! I didn't know how to handle it! You had to give me a minute! You fucking went away! You
were the one who told me that we were too young!
I was scared! Why did you fucking do it? It was our life! You... Fuck. We were gonna be so happy. What? We lost it. We lost everything.
Jim.
He doubles over, then drops to his knees.
Fuck.
She walks over to him and rubs his head while he embraces her legs. A view of wooden deck chairs facing the dawn. The two-story house amid trees on the hillside. Wispy clouds in the brightening sky, with trees and mountains still dark below. The deserted town at first light. A gentle breeze ripples the lake and rustles tree branches. Jim and Amanda walk downhill on a sidewalk along the deserted main street. Her arms are folded in front of her. His hands are in his pockets as they amble slowly toward the only two cars in the grocery store parking lot. He walks her to her car, and they stand there, looking at each other glumly, while vehicles occasionally pass on the neighboring street. She turns away, rubs her brow, then addresses him.
Okay. I need you to understand something. I didn't just irrationally make the decision to do what I did. And I know, I see now that it was incredibly hard on you. But I was the one who had to go in there and actually do it. Actually go through with it, you know? And I do get that I didn't handle it well, I tortured myself, going over the options alone in my bedroom, going over and over what I should do. And then you sent me that stupid note, making all those weird, sarcastic jokes, and then you sent me that stupid get well soon balloon, a balloon, Jim. I don't know, there was just something about it where it just became so clear to me that you were too young to handle it. We were too young to handle it. And I knew that I was going to have to go through it alone, and I knew I couldn't do it alone.
He nods sympathetically.
And you know, do I have regrets? Yes. Yes. But what can we do?
He offers her the letter.
Please. Will you just read it?
She hesitates. Then she tears the envelope open and cries as she reads the enclosed letter.
Amanda, I know we can get through this together. You are my world. I will never stop loving you.
He starts crying too.
It was the first version that I wrote to you.
Why didn't you send this to me?
I was scared. It was just stupid. I'm sorry.
She wipes her nose with her hand, then points at the tears running down her face.
I'm contagious.
Apparently.
She sobs into her hands, then looks up and laughs.
It's okay.
Now it's just never going to stop.
They stand there beside the car, smiling at each other and crying. Then they each take a long breath and exhale deeply. Cut to black. Credits. Title. Blue Jay. Directed by Alex Lehman. Written by Mark Duplass. Produced by Mel Eslin and Zana Randa. Executive producers. Jay Duplass, Mark Duplass, and Ian Brick. Co-producer. Sydney Fleischman. Starring Mark Duplass, Sarah Paulson, and Clu Gulager. Casting by Amy Renee. Director of Photography, Alex Lehman. Edited by Chris Donlan. Production designer, Margaret Box. Costume designer, Stacey Schneiderman. Shot on location in Crestline and Twin Peaks, California. Copyright, It Stays Cold, LLC, 2016.
I started out in search of ordinary things. How much of a tree bends in the wind? Started telling the story without knowing the end. I used to be darker. Dark again, and something too big to be seen was passing over and over me. In case things go poorly, and I not return. Good things I've done. Oh, 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 oh. Done me in.
A sketch of a cameraman and his recording assistant obscured by their equipment, Duplass Brothers Productions. Glimmering vertical lines spiral into a circle, which becomes an apple. Words appear in white, the orchard. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix.